Very good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. I'm in over my head here, admittedly, but I'll forge ahead anyway, ignoring Alexander Pope's warning about a little learning. There's also a question of time, of having only a few minutes to make the point. When almost any portion of this discussion warrants extensive explanation and many paged articles and even books. But I'll try to be succinct. We all know about the Galapagos Islands, that group of volcanic islands that pushed up out of the ocean right along the equator some 600 miles west of South America. We've seen pictures of the unusual fauna eking out a living in the harsh environment there. Flightless cormorants, aquatic iguanas, the famous tortoises, and the more famous Darwin's finches. Charles Darwin's observations of these birds and other animals that he encountered on his famous voyage gave rise to his theory of natural selection. The 15 species of Galapagos finches evolved from a common ancestor, changing over time to adapt to different environmental conditions on the various separate islands. In the book The Beak of the Finch, Peter and Rosemary Grant recorded their 3 decades of observations of the adaptations of these finches to their environments, a chronicle of evolution in microcosm. The Galapagos Islands surfaced about 4 million years ago. The ancestor of the Darwin's finches arrived sometime later. Now, 4 million years is just a blink of an eye in evolutionary terms, and yet today, we have over a dozen descendant species of finches exhibiting different sizes and beak shapes and diets. And now let's consider the osprey. We all know the osprey. It's very common in our area once again, thanks to the banning of DDT and some determined conservation efforts. When not threatened by man, about the only thing the osprey has to worry about is a pirating eagle trying to steal its just-caught fish. The osprey is a hawk. Well, sort of. It's related to hawks, let's say that, but it has some peculiarities that warrant its being given its own family and genus. The bird has been around for a long, long time. Depending on which source you consult, you'll discover that the osprey has been on this planet about 40 million years. And all around the planet, it is more widely distributed than any other single species of bird. It lives everywhere except New Zealand and Antarctica, always near water since its diet is exclusively fish. Freshwater, saltwater, tropical seas, frigid Arctic waters, rivers, lakes, the osprey fishes them all. Now, here's the question. After many millions of years spanning a wide range of habitats, why is there only one species of osprey? Why hasn't the bird evolved? Darwin's finches did in a relatively very short time and in a very small area. Living in what appear to be very different environments, the osprey should be subject to a variety of selection pressures, resulting in adaptations that would change the bird. But no, after all this time, there is still only one osprey. I'm sure somebody can explain this, but I can't. Perhaps it's just a time thing. Evolution proceeds at different rates. It was relatively fast for the finches. Maybe it's underway now for the osprey and we just can't see it. Since our understanding of evolution is only a century and a half or so old, our window on any change in the osprey is much too small for us to notice anything. Anyway, evolving or not, or whether we're aware of it or not, the one and only osprey is with us now, thrilling us with its feet-first plunge for fish in the waters of the world.